Hello and welcome to another thought for the day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's come to God in prayer. O most holy God, we know that you are a God of infinite power, that yours, Lord Jesus, was the Word that created the universe from nothing, that by your command light issued forth where there was only darkness, form took shape where there was chaos, and life was brought forth where there was not life. And so as we come into your presence this morning, we pray that you will speak through your word in that same power and help us to know that the God whom we trust, the Father whom we call by name, the Lord Jesus whom we proclaim as our God, he is Lord indeed, and he is God. Amen. We're reading from Joshua chapter 3, and our verses are verses 9 to 17. I'm going to back up a little bit to verse 7. So we'll read from verse 7. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I will begin to exalt you in the eyes of all Israel, so that they may know that I am with you as I was with Moses. Tell the priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant, when you reach the edge of the Jordan's waters, go and stand in the river." Joshua said to the Israelites, "Come here and listen to the words of the Lord your God. This is how you will know that the living God is among you, and that he will certainly drive out before you the Canaanites, Hittites, Hivites, Perizzites, Girgashites, Amorites, and Jebusites. See, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth will go into the Jordan ahead of you. Now then, choose 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one from each tribe. And as soon as the priests who carry the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, set foot in the Jordan, its waters flowing downstream will be cut off and stand in a heap. So when the people broke camp to cross the Jordan, the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. Now the Jordan is in flood all during harvest. Yet as soon as the priests who carried the Ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a heap a great distance away at a town called Adam, in the vicinity of Zarethan, while the water flowing down to the Sea of the Arabah, that is the Dead Sea, was completely cut off. So the people crossed over opposite Jericho. The priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stopped in the middle of the Jordan and stood on dry ground, while all Israel passed by until the whole nation had completed the crossing on dry ground." Some people always like to make an entrance, particularly the celebrities. They make their mark in the way that they come into a room, particularly at a gathering, which is an important occasion, by what they wear, by something they do, by something they say, to make their mark on the company present and make sure that they are known amongst them. Well, here is what you might call God making an entrance. At this onset of the possession of the Israelites of the land of Canaan, the promised land that God had said to Abraham that he would give to his descendants, here is the point at which Israel enters Canaan, crossing the Jordan River. Now, not one to make it easy for himself, God often chooses the hardest situations in which to triumph, and this is no exception. The Jordan was in flood. You may have seen in recent days pictures of flooded areas of the UK where rivers burst their banks and the fierce torrent of water that flows down sometimes through the high streets in cities and towns is dangerous. And people are advised to go and lock themselves away and keep themselves safe by keeping away from the water with the current that carries it. Well, trying to cross a river in flood is quite a dubious effort to make, particularly when you want to actually make an impression on those living in the land you're coming into. But here is what God does, and precisely what he does. His intention is to make sure that the Israelites know that it is through Joshua that he leads them. But even Joshua is being led here. Do you see this? And last time on Friday, we saw that this Ark of the Covenant is a picture to us of Christ. So what God tells Joshua to command the people is that the priests go in front of them, and specifically the priests who carry the ark, which is the container, the box in which are these three symbols of God's presence in their midst. And as the priests go down into the river, as their feet touch the water's edge, the flooded river, the waters stop upstream. And there they are in a heap, piled up with the waters draining away downstream. So after a while, the bed of the river dries and the people are able to cross the Jordan on dry land. Now that should remind you of something, shouldn't it? When they came out of Egypt, God led them through the desert, and by virtue of using Moses' staff to open up the Red Sea, and at that time, piling the waters to the left and the right of them, a vast area of the sea was dried up, and Israel was able to pass through on dry land, out of into. So their entry into Jordan will be a significant reminder to them of how their fathers exited Egypt. Now, there's just a point to make here. Because, of course, this is 40 years after they had first reached these borders. And Simeon reminded us of the failure that they had on that occasion to seize the promises of God and to enter the land and take possession of it. So much so that God was angry with that generation because of their lack of faith. And all of those above 20 years old who had left Egypt died in the desert until this generation. The generation of the youngsters comes back to the borders. Now, what does that mean? It means that these families in the tribes of Israel are being led by firstborn sons, those who have been redeemed by the Passover lamb, those whose lives have been saved by the shed blood pasted on the doorpost and the lintels back in Egypt. These are sons who know the power of God because their own lives were forfeited but have been redeemed by God. So all of these lessons of faith are designed to impress on Israel that it is in God's strength that they will occupy the land. Now let's look at this picture then for us. What does it mean to us that God does this here and then? What does it mean to us here and now? Well, Christ is our covenant ark, isn't it? And not, as we said, to be one to make life easy. Christ became a man, and when he died on the cross, he died no mean or easy death. He died a cruel, agonizing death on the cross. And piled upon his shoulders was all the sin of you and I, the sin of all of those who are saved in him. The rivers of death, if you like, were piled up against Jesus, and he marched through. For not only did he die, but he rose from the dead, and he ever lives. How will you know, believer, that the living God, the Lord of all the earth, goes before you, that he is indeed amongst you? It is because God has made an entrance. The entrance of faith is the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He has defeated death, risen victorious, gone to be with the seated at the right hand of God the Father, and he ever lives there to make intercession for you. What an entrance! What a victory! Believer, brother and sister in Christ, walk in that victory today. The living God is within you. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, we thank you for this glorious story of victory as you enter into the land that you are going to give your people and you defeat their enemies, indeed, even before they even fight their first battle. And we thank you that that power, that same God, is our God, that Jesus goes before us in living victory over death itself, and there is no power in heaven, in hell, on earth, that will defeat him. So help us to walk in his love and in his power today. Amen.